أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You're listening to Iman FM on 103.1 FM in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire on the TuneIn radio app worldwide for free on imanfm.com and also Dawn FM in Nottingham on 107.6 FM My name is Zaid Haq and you're listening to Sports Week. This show airs every Wednesdays, 10 p.m. to midnight. And as usual, in the first hour, we'll be looking at football. Depending on how much football there is, because it's quite a lot, it may move on to the second hour as well. But we'll also be doing some cricket as well in the second hour as well. So stay tuned and inshallah you'll enjoy the show. For those of you listening to for the first time, what usually happens in this show is I go through all the cricket that's taken, sorry, all the football that has taken place over the past week or so, up until today as well, and looking forward to the football ahead. So there's been quite a lot of football, and inshallah, I'll try to cover all of it. And as you can imagine, 2 hours can go very, very quickly. You can also join in the show. What I'll do is what I usually do in my show. Is open the phone line so you can interact, talk about all the football, and you can also talk about the cricket as well. So, as usual, the phone lines will be open after 10:30 and also 11:30 on 0114 24 25 200. That's 0114 24 25 200. And like I said, I'll start with the football. First of all, I'll go back to what happened in the Premier League to start with. And first of all, we need to go all the way back to last Saturday. And as you can imagine, 4 or 5 days go so, so quickly. And I'll talk about the football and give my views as well. And like I said, after 10:30, the phone lines will be open. So listen along. And before I do that, just to let you know, Iman FM is on social media and on Facebook, you need to type in Iman FM Radio and you can like the Facebook page and you can interact on there as well. We are also on Twitter at Iman FM 1031, so you can interact that way as well. I'm also on social media as well. On Facebook is 1Z Media and on Twitter is at 1Z underscore. So you can interact, and you can also interact with the show using the special hashtag Sports Week, all one word. So let's go to the football. Like I said, there was quite a lot over the week, so I'll try to cover everything as much as I can. And if I do miss anything out, feel free to call me after 10:30 and we can talk about any football I've missed as well. So what I'll do, I'll first of all go to the results in the Premier League. The early kickoff last Saturday was the Manchester Derby, and it was eagerly anticipated purely because Man United and Man City in all their three games so far had won all of them. So whoever won this one went to the top of the league, and it was quite an entertaining game. Man City took the lead, and they looked comfortable, and they went on to win 2-1 against Man United. So I was very, very happy. So it finished Man United 1, Man City 2. The reason why I was happy was, as you can imagine, I'm a very, very big Liverpool fan and always love seeing Man United lose. But hey, I love my football, so I always watch all the matches. I'm not one of these people, just because I support Liverpool, that I'm going to not watch any matches involving Man United or any other team. I think people like that... I don't know how they can be interested in football, really, because the joy of watching football is to watch all matches, regardless what team's playing. Because I tend to watch all the matches if I can that day, if it's humanly possible. If not, I'll watch the highlights later on the various football shows. So, like I said, it finished Man United 1, Man City 2. De Bruyne, on 15 minutes, opened the scoring. Then Ibrahimovic, on 42 minutes... equalised for Man United. Made it 2-1 for Man United. And Sancho on 36 minutes scored the second one. So it finished Man City 2, Man United 1. So I'm getting ahead of myself. it was good play for Man City, because I've been very, very impressed with him this season. They've started playing the Pep way already, Pep Guardiola's way, and it was the first English derby between Jose Mourinho and Pep Guardiola. So there's a lot of talk in the press beforehand that they've got, you know, some kind of bad relationship, but it showed on the pitch that them two did get on, you know, at the start of the match and end of the match. So it's not very nice when you hear all these stories about, you know, what's going on and what's not going on. So it was good to see they've got good relationships. So what that meant was the Man City went to the top of the league again, so they stayed at the top. So it was a fantastic result for Man City and also for Guardiola. But the worrying thing for Man City was their new goalkeeper, Bravo. They paid, I think, around about 20 million, and I think he was not very, very good. So that's my view on it. So if you've got a view on there, like I said, when the phone line's open, you can call us on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And I want to hear from Man United fans. Do you think Mourinho played the right 11? Because I think Rashford should be in the starting 11 for Man United ahead of the Armenian player, the new guy you've got. So I reckon, because Rashford has been very, very good form, and like I said, he should be in the starting 11 for United, because I think he's doing very good for United, and he did well for the under 21s as well. So like I said, that match finished Man United 1, Man City 2. And going on to the other results for Saturday, first of all, in the Premier League, it finished Arsenal 2, Southampton 1. I saw the highlights of this game, and I saw some of it live as well. And Arsenal had a very, very controversial penalty to win the game. I personally think it wasn't a penalty, and the referee made a mistake. So if there's any Arsenal fans or Southampton fans listening out there, I'd like to hear your views as well. So it finished Arsenal 2, Southampton 1. The next game was Bournemouth 1, West Brom 0, Burnley 1, Hull 1, Middlesbrough 1, Crystal Palace 2, Stoke 0, Tottenham 4, West Ham 2, Watford 4. What an entertaining game this was, because West Ham went 2-0 up, and in the 41st, West Ham scored, like I said, they went 2-0 up, and then Watford scored 4 goals. So Antonio on the 5th minute and 33rd minute scored for West Ham to make it 2-0. Then Ighalo opened the scoring on 41 minutes. Then Deeney, Kapu and Holobas made it 4-2. So it was a brilliant performance from Watford, having been 2 goals down, and very, very disappointing performance by West Ham. And the final game on Saturday was the late kickoff. It was my beloved Liverpool against Leicester. It finished Liverpool 4, Leicester 1. It was a brilliant performance by my team Liverpool. We look very, very dangerous going forward, and we're scoring goals for fun at the moment. But my only concern is our goalkeeper Minolay is very, very susceptible to set pieces still, and he doesn't ooze with confidence either. And it was a very, very bad back pass by Lucas that led to square pass back to the goalkeeper, which led to Vardy's gift. So Firmino opened the scoring for Liverpool on 13 minutes. Then Mane made it 2-1 on 31 minutes. Then Lallana, who was the man of the match, and you can't disagree with that, he scored on 56 minutes. And then Firmino on 89 minutes made it 4-1. And Vardy scored on 38 minutes, the consolation goal, which I just mentioned. So it was a brilliant performance by my team Liverpool. If only we could sort out a defence, then I can't see us not finishing in the top two. But our defence has been weak for the last 3 to 4 years, which has put us at a disadvantage, and it also hampered our chances of winning the league the few years back when we finished runners-up. So, like I said, going forward, we are brilliant, and at the back, we are very, very poor. And it's shown in the 4 games we played this season, because we lost to Burnley, unfortunately, and then we couldn't win against Spurs. So we drew with Spurs, but we just about beat Arsenal 4-3 as well. And so any Liverpool fans, I want to hear from you at 10:30 when the phone lines open. So that was the Saturday's results, and we'll move on to Sunday's results.